And we should look at Shimi's side of it. Once again, I'd say 98 or even 99 morks out of 100 would have responded to a question like that by shouting, get lost, or even fuck off. Why? Because we are exquisitely aware that we're different from most people, and that it's a difference most people don't like. Any more than the Neanderthals liked the first Cro-Magnons in the neighborhood, I would imagine. Morks don't like to be caught off guard. A pause. The reels spun. All four of them could sense Brautigan thinking hard. No, that's not quite right, he said at last. What Morks don't like is to be caught in an emotionally vulnerable state. Angry, happy, in tears or fits of hysterical laughter, anything like that. It would be like you fellas going into a dangerous situation without your guns. For a long time I was alone here. I was a Mork who cared whether I liked it or not. Then there was Shimi, brave enough to accept comfort if comfort was offered. And Dink, who was willing to reach out. Most Morks are selfish introverts masquerading as rugged individualists. They want the world to see them as Dan'l Boone types. And the Algol staff loves it, believe me. No community is easier to govern than one that rejects the very concept of community. Do you see why I was attracted to Shimi and Dinky and how lucky I was to find them? Susanna's hand crept into Eddie's. He took it and squeezed it gently. Shimi was afraid of the dark, Ted continued. The low men, I call them all low men, although there are Humes and Tahine at work here as well as Kantoi, have a dozen sophisticated tests for psychic potential, but they couldn't seem to realize that they had caught a halfwit who was simply afraid of the dark. They're bad luck.